You're listening to a podcast from York City Church. If you like what you hear and you'd like to find out more, please visit our website at www.yorkcitychurch.org.uk.
Okay, so I did say that we were going to be having this mini preacher Sunday, and we're going to be hearing from William and Jolie and Millie this morning, which is super, super cool. I hope you're excited about that. I'm looking forward to it. You looking forward to it? Yeah. So we'll start with William. William Quam, William and Emma, and their lovely family have been an absolute joy. If you've had the opportunity to get to know William, then you'll know what a superb bloke he is. And William is responsible for the beautiful shirt that some of us have worn on Sundays. Rob's wearing one now. Where is he? Is Rob in here? He's in the kitchen. If you see, oh, there he is. Look at that.
There he is.
It is City Church does Ghana. That is what we're doing. So William is amazing. He is a humble, teachable man who loves Jesus, who loves the church, who loves his family. And I'm absolutely stoked to welcome him up to speak. I know that God's going to speak through him. So let's give William a massive welcome as he comes up.
Please, shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this beautiful morning. Thank you for the opportunity to be gathered in your presence. This is the house of the Lord, where lost things are found and great experiences happen to your people. Holy Spirit, encounter us in amazing ways and meet all of us at the point of our need. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to say thank you to Al, Pastor Al, and the leadership of the church for this great opportunity to share God's word with God's people. And I want to also say shout out to our young people. Yeah. Thank you for coming. And we want to say we love you as a church, and we want to see you grow into the faith of the fathers. Amen. All right, so I'm going to share with you about a favorite topic of mine, the act of faith, or act of faith. We're taking the scripture from Hebrews chapter 11, 1, 2, 2, and 6. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen. So faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence. So as Christians, the proof of our hope is our faith. Whatever you are believing God for, the evidence you have is your faith. There have been so many definitions of so many ways different Bible verses put it. But the most important thing about faith for me is the object of your faith. It's not really about how much you go on defining faith and stuff. So who is the object of your faith? The Apostles' Creed, some of us who are familiar with it, says, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. A favorite hymn also says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Christ alone, he's our cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. A favorite song of mine we've been singing here in church, City Church. So the object of faith is the most important thing. And we are blessed as Christians that our faith is in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross. Hallelujah. So our confidence, the assurance of our tomorrow, the anchor we have to our soul, the trust we have in him, everything is in Jesus Christ. And since Jesus Christ cannot fail, it means our faith cannot fail. Hallelujah. So the elders, as we saw in the verse 2, it says, by faith, by aid, the elders obtained a good report. So the ancients were commended because of their faith. Going through the book of Hebrews, we see a lot of demonstrations of faith. It says, by faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, his blood still speaking. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. He pleased God. By faith, Noah moved with godly fear, saving his household. By faith, Abraham obeyed, dwelt in the land of promise with Isaac and Jacob, waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Time will fail me to talk about Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophet. These are great prophets of God who received a lot of great promises from God by faith. So how did all these people do it, and how is the Bible encouraging us to work by faith? The first point I want to bring to us as a church is that we have to believe that God is. Our faith is the only thing that touches God, not our tears. It's good to cry, but even in our tears, let us maintain that element of faith in God. Hallelujah. So God is what you are looking for. Anytime you come to God, you must believe that God is the exact thing you are expecting God for. Bible says that your expectation shall not be cut short. God is the healing you are looking for. Is it protection you are looking for? God is protection. God is deliverance. God is provision. God is your help. God is your companion. God is your comfort. So when you come to God, you shouldn't come to God casually, as if you come into a party or just going to a place, but you come into the house of God and you're coming to encounter God. There's a favorite passage in the scripture I love so much about the woman with the issue of blood. Bible says she said in her heart, if I may touch his garment. Hallelujah. And Bible says that Jesus Christ, she came to Jesus and she touched the garment, and Bible says, and heaven stood still and says, somebody has touched me. But the disciples are like, there are a lot of people who are pushing against you. How come you say that somebody has touched me? That means the woman, there were so many people, but this particular woman knew that God is her healing. And she was going to receive the healing from God when she touches. And she did. It's a great example we want to follow as believers. The second point is to seek God's specific word concerning the situation, the rhema. So what is God saying concerning your situation? Have you asked God that this what I'm going through, what are you saying about it? And that will generate faith in you to continue pressing on. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's the rhema the Spirit of God gives us. Proverbs 25 verse 2 says that it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it is the honor of kings to search it out. So it is our responsibility to ask God, what is your word? What are you saying concerning this situation I'm going through? I remember so many years ago when I was in uni, final year, I was preparing for examination, and suddenly I had fever. I was shivering, I was sweaty, and lying on my bed. Then the Holy Spirit just gave me a word. When I opened the scriptures, I opened to Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22. And he said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of my daughter, the health of the daughter of my people not recovered? So for about 5 minutes, I was just looking through this word the Spirit of God had given me. And beloved, to the glory of God, I don't actually know where the fever went. Sudden healing. So it works. When you receive the word from God, keep the word in your heart and press on, and you receive the promise God has given you. The third is to build up your faith in this word you have received by praying the Holy Spirit. Jude 20 says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying the Holy Spirit. This is the way we can build momentum for action and bring our faith to life. The fourth, but not the least, is that we should confess your faith, not your fear. Proverbs 18:21, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The woman, the Shunammite woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8 to 37, in her response, those of us who are familiar with the story, the prophet Elisha gave her a prophecy that she's going to receive a son. She received a son, and when the son grew up, the son died. But Bible says that when the son died, she decided to go to the prophet Elisha on the mountaintop. And when she was going, all the people that asked about the situation, all she said was that, it is well. It shall be well. That is not to say she's denying the situation, but she was just waiting to talk to the right people about her situation. And the ultimate judge or the ultimate solution giver was God. So she was, until she got to the Mount of Carmel where the prophet Elisha was, all she kept saying was that it is well, it will be well. And she received her son back to life. And this was quoted in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 35. Beloved, not all of the heroes of faith reading through Hebrews chapter 11 received the promise immediately, but Bible says they held on to it to the end, and some of them, though dead, they still believe because God had preserved something better for us so that they without us will not be made perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for your word that has come to us. We pray that you give us the grace to build on our faith and to action it so we see results in these times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, William. Really, really good. Clap again, please. That's brilliant. I feel like in Acts 17 when Paul speaks about the resurrection in Athens and some of the philosophers goes, we will hear you again on these things. I feel like saying to William, yeah, we'll hear you again on these things. This is really, really good. Thank you so much, mate.